The critics say we're outstanding in our field. What they mean is we're outstanding in a field, drunk, looking for our pants. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Hello.
I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And somewhere outstanding in a field, I can only assume because I can't visually see him right now, is Matt, the Bearded Brewer 87.
Hello.
There he is. Awkward. It's a special. Go ahead.
It's a special what?
It's a special week because you're coming from you're like a voice from the beer heavens right now.
Oh. Matt, this is how I'd prefer to do the show every week.
You do sound more upbeat. You're like, this is like way better. I don't have to be with those guys. So Matt is off campus right now, and he's with us still. So that's good.
Don't say that. I didn't do well in college.
Well, you probably did well when you're off campus.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're here to talk about craft beer, like always. We're going to give you some beers to look out for. We're going to talk a little beer news. We're going to review what the hell we've been doing this past week, beer-related stuff. We're going to listen to listeners. Now, it's going to be a little bit different week because we're recording a little earlier than we normally do. So I don't think we're going to have the voicemail that we usually do. It's going to be a little off, but we're going to manage to get it through somehow because we've got lots of beer. We have leftover, well, very quickly, our tailgating beers we were having before the show began. We had one donated to us by One Chew Your Beer. You may know him. If you've listened
you
to the past,
may have heard of him.
May have heard of him. If you listen to any beer podcasts that we listen to, because he's all about him. He is one of the bigger beer podcast nerds out there, but that doesn't have a show. Usually, if you're that nerdy about the beer podcast, you start your own show, but Chew hasn't done it yet. So Chew sent us a San Fernando Brewing Company's Cucumber Pale. It's Q-Cumber. 5.5% cucumber pale. That was all right.
It was all right. The aroma was...
How many...
Yes, Matt? Go ahead.
You guys can just keep talking over me. I'll eventually find time to chime in.
That's...
I was just... See?
The whole show.
How many times are you going to say cucumber?
cucumber. I thought it was pretty good. It was not that. I'm used to Tioga's cucumber pilsner.
That thing's
cucumbier. That thing's delicious. So it's tough to stack up against that, but I thought it was fine. I enjoyed cucumber ales.
Refreshing.
Summer, in the summertime.
It's refreshing.
We also had a Blue Ox, a double from Blue Ox. From Six Point, the puff
is the stuff.
It's enjoyable. What have you been having tailgating with, Matt?
This evening I popped open a Fat Tire, but the mini fridge was too cold.
Really? So you had a Fat Tire? Can't believe it.
Yeah, I was donated. Oh, you'll have to. We'll get to that later. But it was a slush, so I wasn't able to drink it. And then I popped open a Voodoo because it was slightly higher in ABV. Not a slush. And switched over to Mount Whitney XPA. And then now I'm drinking a West Coast Vermonting.
West Coast Vermonting from Tioga Square. Nice.
Never heard of it.
All right. So we're all up to date. Keeping up the dates. And So it's time to get to some show drinking.
Show beers.
Show beers, bro. I'm trying to... I've got a different setup this week. So
you already got one ready?
Bear with me here. No, go. You go.
I go.
Yeah, you go. Right. You go.
West Coast, bro.
I love gold.
About took my nail off of that one.
Oh, man. That's, that's a pint can.
In case you're wondering.
As the beer camp likes to call it. We didn't quite finish off the beer camp 12-pack last week. Matt is super bummed he's not in studio to help us with this beer camp. And now, now there's two of us. Nick and I have to get up from our seats to pass the beer.
Have to do actual work? What the hell is this?
This is stupid.
Man.
You could just sit closer.
No.
That's creepy, bro.
Why? How?
So we got the West Coast Dipa Boneyard. This one's with Boneyard. Where is Boneyard? Is Boneyard the one?
Oregon?
In Oregon? I think they're in Bend. Or Eugene or Bend?
Bend.
Yeah, I'm going to be there next month.
I had to look for the crawler for reference.
I'm going to go to Boneyard. That's going to be exciting.
Bone down. That's the password.
Here we go. I'm going in, bro. This is a nice beer, don't you think, Matt?
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
It is.
It sounds super clear, not hazy at all.
So far, I like the description of it.
This is one of the better double IPs I have from an Oregon brewer.
Wow.
This is not an Oregon. This is a true,
a touch
more
of
a California West Coast.
A touch of heat.
Mm-hmm. This is a nice beer. This might be the best one out of the tone pack so far.
Sadly, I think Bearded Brewer actually might be missing out on this one.
You would have saved that one for when I'm not there.
Yep. We did that. Purposely did it.
Mmm. I'm going to savor that one.
Savory. It was savory.
Savory sandwiches.
So what's going on in the culture of craft beer? Matt, do you have anything?
So that's actually my disappointment, is there is still no craft beer happening here in Cayucas.
Breaking news. This just in, Cayucas has no craft beer.
Not even at the
Central Coast of California. If you go ahead and open up your app right now and look where Matt's at. He's in Cayucas on the central coast of California.
So there used to be a little craft shop that was in town, and they had one in Cambria. Things were going good, and then both of those closed. And so now there's just back down to just the old town salute.
That seems odd that now, like, it's reversing. Like, they're like, no, this craft beer phase is done with. We're shutting it down.
I want my Coors back.
Yeah. We're going back to Coors.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you go to Morrow, there's Libertine, and if you go further into Slow has a plethora of options, but just I've been surviving off of the mini fridge.
Yeah, I haven't been to Morrow in a couple of years. I wonder how bottle liquor, the one in Morrow? Mm-hmm. I wonder how, because that was a few years ago, that place was awesome. Now it feels like maybe it's like, it's just sort of has all the stuff that we have now, you know.
Yeah.
Where you haven't been to Bottle, like I would assume, Matt.
Well, that's the thing about the Central Coast. A lot of the same distribution, a lot of the same beers, and you're like, oh, I should get this. And you're like, wait, that'll probably show up in town.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still good for random things. You're like, oh, here's a Beechwood I've never heard of, or something like that. You'll still see bottles.
Yeah, land of the accidental like whales.
Yeah. But, you know, it's definitely needle in the haystack.
Well, that's fun, though, the Look for beer needles.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to it. There's one liquor store between Morrow and Cayucas. It's right across the street from the Bowie Tavern.
They had
a Firestone 10th anniversary ale, which is like one of the oldest anniversaries. Yeah, just sitting there. But the price tag said $500 on the price tag. So like he kind of knew what he had, but he was not taking care of it at all.
Yeah, he's just like putting it in the sun.
Yeah. I don't know if that's still there. I don't know if Matt's made it by that one yet.
Yeah.
No, I've been meaning to go to the Cayucas Liquor to see if they still have 15.
Yeah, yeah. That was another one. Accidental whale, just the 15th anniversary sitting on the show.
We don't have enough Patreon money for that, guys. So don't think about doing that
don't
this week.
Don't charge it.
No, don't charge the patrons.
Don't that. Bring you the bill next week.
No. I'll be like,
I've probably dropped about $70 every establishment I've walked into. So if you don't want to cover anything, that's a good thing to let me know right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let you know. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. A Superman. But
I have my expense report ready.
Okay, well, you can send that. Don't expect anything to happen, but at least we can look at it.
Okay.
All right. Well, what else? Matt, do you have other stuff that's going on beer-wise?
I mean, just not really culture. I mean, I've done some craft beering over here, but that's not really culture.
Wow. Well, does that qualify as being caught?
Silence.
Is it being caught or is it right now? Do we want to hear about it right now?
I guess it would qualify as been caught.
Okay. We're looking for it. Now we have something to look out for within this episode. It's Matt's been caught. And also the possible sound of his beard against his iPad. I don't know. There's some sort of...
Yeah, no, that's totally the microphone rubbing against the beard. I know what happens.
Nick,
please isolate a microphone.
Please isolate beard.
Hey, I don't want to tell anyone to wrangle in their beard.
There will be no wrangling.
Hey, no, let that beard go, man. If it needs to get on mic, you let it get on mic. Nick?
Okay.
Is there stuff happening? Because I'm completely off this week. Uh-oh. This day early stuff has got my notes writing schedule completely dank.
All right. This is going to sound like Press Release City, but here we go. The Tony Gwynn 5.5K walk run is happening Saturday. Starts at Alesmith, ends at Alesmith.
5K?
5K.
Okay.
I think that's like 3 miles.
I thought they're going to say like 0.5K. Like zero. You walk around the building.
Yay. That's my kind of run.
Yep.
I'm winded. Got the sweats.
So
you
like walk out a couple blocks and then walk back. And I'm like, you did it. Here's a beer.
Yeah. Ooh, good point. So they didn't say you get a 395 when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they don't troll people and give you a Michelob Ultra when they're done with the...
Here's an Ultra.
Yeah. What about that beer over there? No, you got.
Here's a Zima.
Ooh, now in Fresno.
Yeah. This just in. Zimas hitting all the liquor stores. Limited edition Zimas hitting all the hot spots.
Yeah.
So look out for that.
Is that considered a craft beverage?
I don't know. I don't even know who makes Zima. I assume it's Michelob makes Zima. I don't know. No, who owns Michelob? Pepsi? No, maybe. Oh yeah, maybe it's Pepsi.
I thought it was Pepsi for some reason.
Maybe, it's a
Pepsi
maybe Ultra owns it.
Ooh, that's Zima what I'm saying. Ultra.
Michelob. Who owns? Does anyone own Michelob? Like, where's Michelob? Where's Michelob fall into the beer?
Did big nobody beer tell them that nobody owns them anymore?
Nobody told
Don
them.
Michelob.
Don Michelob.
Don, old Don Michelob. Don, what's the new beer?
Ultra dry.
All right, Don. Keep coming up with this stuff, Don. We'll keep making them.
He just says words and they make it.
Like, yeah. Zima. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody go find out what the hell's a Zima.
Oh, what the fuck are Zima is? All right, Don.
Michelob is brewed by Anheuser-Busch.
Oh. Anheuser.
If it makes any difference.
I don't know. Now, so Anheuser's under the Bud AB InBev umbrella, right?
Did you almost go out and buy a Michelob six pack right now?
No.
Found out this news?
No, I was like, I was going to go all around town. Michelob's indie, bro. Michelob is indie. They're all, yeah, what the fuck is it about?
So Zima is Miller Coors.
Oh.
Whoa. No, but not SAB Miller.
No, yeah, it's like Miller Coors, not SAB Miller.
Well,
is it Molson Coors or SAB
yeah,
Miller?
Because Molson Coors, that's not so bad.
So here's how the accurate, 1,000% accurate Wikipedia lists it. So the marketing committee is Miller Coors, but the manufacturer is Coors Brewing Company.
Hmm.
That's according to Wikipedia.
And related products are Smirnoff Ice.
Also Smirnoff Ice.
Also C. And so it was in the fad of Crystal Pepsi. That's why.
Oh.
That's what they were chasing after.
Chasing that Crystal Pepsi money.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Hey. It's Crystal Pepsi.
Whoa there.
The one and only time Van Halen had to sell their song. Crystal Pepsi. They had right now was used for Crystal Pepsi. Wow. And Pepsi came to Van Halen and was like, we want to use right now. And Van Halen said, nope, we don't do that shit. And then Pepsi said, all right, we're just going to have someone cover it. And we're going to use it because it'll be super legal because we'll just have somebody cover it. And so then Van Halen's like, well, fuck, we might as well get paid if they're going to fucking do that. So
Damn. They
have it. So that's how Van Halen so right now got used for Crystal Pepsi.
We have more money than you, Van Halen.
Whoa.
Since I'm also reading this Wikipedia page, and somebody put a pun in here. It said, on October 20th, 2008, Miller Coors announced that it'd be discontinuing production of Zima in the U.S., choosing to instead focus on other alternative beverages.
Oh, you guys. There it is.
Nice.
Where are we at? Where are we at, guys? Nick, where are we at?
We're out in the field. Oh, so the Tony Gwynn thing. So, as always, the only reason you do a run is to get a medal. And this medal also is a beer bottle opener. And if you win first place,
that's an awesome medal.
In this 0.5K run, you get to have lunch with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, nice. Baseball player in his own right. Tony Gwynn's son, who was a professional baseball player. I'm not sure if he's in the game still.
In the game. You're in the game.
You're in the game. So if you're in San Diego, do that. 5K, bro.
Yeah. And GoPro it so we know how it looks.
Tag us on the social media at Purple Pop.
I don't know if you guys follow Hoppy Beer, Hoppy Life.
I do.
Bearded Brewer, do you?
Do I what?
Follow Hoppy Beer, Hoppy Life?
No.
Okay. Great. That worked out perfectly. So they do swag, beer swag.
Uh-huh. They make the t-shirts and the whatnots.
You're going to want to get yourself some of this. They got new stickers out. One of them is shaped like a famous spaceship that does the Kessel Run.
Land Falcon!
There's also a sticker that looks like a certain hippie van from the 60s.
Now following.
And other assorted. There's America one with the heavy metal sign.
Yeah.
There's a bear and a shark.
Is the van the Scooby-Doo van?
No, it's a Volkswagen bus with a surfboard on
top. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Cool new swag from them. Check them out. another one to follow, 17th Street Public House, a beer place in Merced. If you're in Northern Valley and looking for some House of Pendragon and or Pine and Palm, they have those on tap.
Oh, finally. Merced is like super behind.
Yeah, they have a cool downtown.
They do have a cool little downtown.
They have the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. They don't have the... I've looked before, and they don't have any liquor stores with a decent craft beer. Like, none, I don't think, at the time of this recording.
Welcome to Delaware.
Yeah, we're in Delaware. What else? Oh, would you like a job in craft beer?
Yes. That's my career number three I'm working towards.
Mm-hmm. So, Barrel House Visalia is now accepting applications for staff, which means they're getting close to opening.
Ooh. I've already done that Visalia commute. Yeah. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
But it's beer.
Yeah, it's true. But
well, if that's not good enough, House of Pendragon...
Not good enough. Next.
Hop PK is closing in on the improvements.
Are they going to start actually hiring?
I don't know. They're getting close to having a space to hire people for, so
super close. 2 years in, they're getting super close to thinking about maybe possibly hiring people.
Yeah. Would that be closer for you?
Yeah. Maybe.
You could just order
Actually have their alcohol license posted from the end of May, so they should be able to sell things even if they don't open.
just open while they're in construction. Just so they're like, if you want beer, here's some beer.
Yep.
Easy up.
We don't have tables, chairs,
we have nothing.
Glasses, but you can buy beer.
You can buy beer. Bring in your canteens.
Bring your own shoe, whatever. Yep. We'll fill it.
Put it in there. It's super legal.
I wonder if you could just take it across the street to Joe's and go get some tater tots.
Yeah. Or a nice Joe's steak.
So if you're eating at Joe's Steakhouse, will Uber Eats go get you some beer from Pendragon and bring it across the street? Probably not.
Seems excessive.
Damn it.
There is food news for downtown.
Food news.
That's just in.
So they have now have a South Stadium, like, food truck plaza.
Oh, yeah, next to the vintage place thing.
So in between the two thrift stores, there's a little horseshoe parking lot. Now they're going to park food trucks in there on Tuesdays from 11 to 7.
Cross from Bitwise.
Yep. Now you can get your food truck on. But yeah, you could... Eventually, Hot PK, Tioga, and Jack's, Joe's, and get food and beer and Zach's. All that stuff in the same place.
Yeah.
Zach's, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, walk down the alley to Zach's.
Ooh, alley beers.
Alley beer.
Oh, I'll dig a tunnel between the two.
Tunnel
beers.
Tunnel in.
There's probably a tunnel.
I've been in the basement of that high-end vintage place, the one on the corner building.
Mm-hmm.
The Quana.
You could do it. I think you could do it.
Quana building.
Quana.
Quana.
Quana. What else?
Hey, guys, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Don't mind that I have a pickaxe and a shovel.
I'm going to be gone for half an hour.
Exactly, 1.5 hour.
Exactly, 1.5 hour. I'm going to come back with a shit ton of dirt. Don't worry about it.
In your pockets. Pocket dirt. Yep. Yeah, pocket dirt.
Shawshank reference.
Oh.
Andy Dufresne.
What else?
What else?
So all the cool kids are drinking Stone's new Ghost Hammer.
I know. Like, I keep seeing this Ghost Hammer, and I don't see it physically in the world.
I don't see this.
I see it on social media.
This is not in my hands.
In the world.
Ghost Hammer.
Oh, nice.
No. Oh, no. Here we go.
Very nice.
He's gonna.
I like what you did there.
He's gonna go off on the tangent. Look out.
No.
We can't stop him.
He's
over there in the coast.
So the Fontana Jim was caught drinking it.
The Fontana Jim. New social media handle for Fontana Jim. The Fontana Jim.
And also A Pint of Hoppiness.
A Pint of Hoppiness.
Is a San Diegan beer blogger, craft beer reviewer. Yep. He did a full-on beer bench.
Full-on beer bench. What?
Not a video, just a photograph.
Oh.
But he has the picture of the beer
with
actual hammers.
With real hammers.
And a bench. And I was like, oh, so proud.
So proud. By the way, new beer bench coming out this week. Ooh, if it's not out already by the time you're listening to it.
I'm looking at the bench.
New beer bench has been recorded.
What it is.
Will it make it up to the YouTube page? Who knows? But hopefully this weekend.
So, yeah, get you some of that.
Some of that. I noticed that it's been fun watching. It's been fun. Yeah. Watching Silicon Valley this year, especially with Drake's connection and Loyal. Loyal was giving us a heads up like, hey, there's going to be a lot of Drakes back there. Guys, look out.
She knows about
this. And then we got slapped in the face.
And then last week we had the old Rasputin was on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You're running low.
You're running low on old Rasputin. But this week, Haley Joel Osment is a new character on there now. Oh, he's like, it's hilarious. You wouldn't recognize him. He's like all chubby and long hair and bearded, and he's all bro-y. And he has a keg of 8 of 5. Mm. It was so awesome.
Hey, guys, I got a fresh keg on. Yeah, he has a fresh keg.
Yeah, Guilfoyle was all, yeah, he has a fresh keg.
Oh, man.
And it's 8:05. He's just all pouring that 8:05.
Pouring it hard.
There's 8:05 glasses.
Silver handle.
Yep.
Glasses. The whole nine.
But he's pouring it into a red cup, which is so perfect for 8:05. It is the recommended. I'm pretty sure it's a recommended glassware for 8:05.
Yeah.
Red cups. Not your solo red cup. It's probably like a First Street red cup.
Yeah, it's like dollar store red cup or something.
Free with purchase. Not like
that high end solo shit.
Oh, speaking of solo, did you hear that? That's the working title for the new Star Wars movie is Red Cup.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay.
The Han Solo movie. The secret name is called Red Cup.
I knew that. I knew the Star Wars thing.
I knew that. Shit. Sorry, guys. God damn it. How many times did I do that every fucking week?
Just in case you're wondering, there's no craft beer references in the new Wonder Woman movie.
What?
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, man. I was going to wait for that. Really expecting a movie that's mostly from the past.
Yeah.
To have craft beer references.
I was too, but, it just didn't happen.
I love gold. Well,
we had to analog that one.
Yeah, I'm analoging it. Damn it. Spending too much time trying to find it for real.
And or not hanging up on Matt.
Yeah. A new beer is entering the show. This is another of the Beer Camp 2017 Sierra Nevada pack. This is one they did with the brewery.
Oh, is this the Raspberry
Sundae.
Raspberry?
Ale brewed with lactose, cocoa, vanilla, and raspberry. I don't know what. I'm not expecting anything good, but.
Matt is back to not caring about the beer camp.
Back to not worrying
about missing the beer camp. Mikey hand-delivered that.
I was listening to the Cheers theme song playing in the room next door. The Beauty and the Beast movie must be over.
Oh, you're hearing everything from the next door. Huh?
Well, the upstairs of this place has the modern TV that's not like tube television. So if you want to watch like Netflix or anything, you have to go upstairs where gold. I'm at. So.
Sorry, there was a delay. There's a delayed I love gold there. Okay, tastes like a lambic kind of.
Less tart.
Yeah, this is not as severe as I was expecting.
It's like ale and raspberry.
It's actually not bad.
I don't get the sundae part. Is it supposed to be sweet?
I get that a little bit. I get it a little bit.
Cocoa, vanilla, and raspberry. Oh, lactose. Oh, great. This is going to smell wonderful tomorrow.
Well, I think that's... I enjoy that. Are you still working on the same beer there, Matt?
I'm actually about to go to the beer fridge and pick out something.
Do you have that mic'd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Mike. Well, you can email us things and we'll talk about them on the show. Or you can do that.
Bless you.
Oh, did I forget to mute the mic?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
We'll move on. Jeffrey Hall emailed us. It says, "Hey guys, I'm emailing. Seriously, they love the show. Just start. What the hell's going on over there, Matt?
Well, we may be in a little earlier than you think.
I told you, I went to go to the fridge.
You mic'd it.
I thought a girl had walked into the room. I started getting interested.
No, hello, ladies. I told you, there's cheers on the TV.
Oh, is that Diane?
That's Diane.
Diane is, I never understood, you know.
Didn't make sense with the cast.
No, I mean it made sense for the show. Oh. But
can you hear the mini fridge?
I can hear it. That's okay. Definite mini fridge. Definite mini fridge.
Yeah, it's a 1.9 cubic foot.
Oh, ooh, yeah. We're just gonna wait for Matt to be done with his beer fridge.
I'm over that raspberry beer.
Which episode of Cheers is that?
That's a good question.
Is it the one where Diane's Diane's too tight and
it is season 2, episode 15. Sam Malone, an ex baseball player turned bar owner, operates a saloon. That's not a description of the episode.
It's just a description of Cheers.
Let's see if we get a description of the episode here.
We'll wait. We'll all sit here and wait.
The omnipresent coach is oblivious to the fact that he's interfering with Sam and Diane's love life, and they could decide Coach needs a woman.
Oh, man. You got to find Coach a woman to distract him. Oh, man. I wish I was watching that right now.
Really?
Here, I got to do this.
Mike. Thanks.
No, I don't. All right, Jeffrey Hall says, "Cheers, love the show. Just started listening, downloaded all the episodes from 190, and then joined them all."
Mikey, now he deleted us.
Mikey doing Chew's voice was hilarious in episode 198. Screw the haters. Your impersonations are hilarious. Anyways, look forward to more shows, and keep up the good work.
He wants to hear more of the handsome voice.
Thank you, Jeffrey. He didn't made no reference to that whatsoever.
He was alluding to. I could tell by the type of his message.
No. And guess what? We have. I don't know if Matt's going to hear this.
Uh-oh.
But we have a debut from Paul.
Oh,
a debut from Paul.
Hey guys, this is Paul. Funny thing happened when I went to call you last week. I picked up my phone and
he heard you.
It was dead. So my trusty phone that I've had for 7 years has finally conked out on me. Interesting thing, so I lost my job, my phone died, and then the starter went out of my truck. It's like everything's falling apart all at once, so I'm trying to figure out, what is the universe trying to tell me? It reminds me of before my son was born, all these things happened at the same time. Like, my band broke up, my bikes got stolen, and the hard drive on my computer crashed that had all these albums that I've been working on. So all the music I've been working on was gone. So I took the sign as, hey man, get your shit together. You can't be like a bike riding musician-y dude just fucking around in life. You gotta step it up and be a dad. So I took the message. I don't know what the message is this time, but anyway, my kid is off for the summer with his mom. The only time that he really spends with her is like a month in the summer. And so what does a guy do when he lost his job, his vehicle stops running, his phone is dead, and his kid's out of town? He goes to Portland. That's what I'm doing. Heading up to Portland very soon. Gonna do the beer scene there. I used to live there a long time ago, and there was a lot of good beer, but nothing compared to what's going on right now. So, and then my friend and I are gonna go to Bend, which is obviously, as you might have heard, another great beer town. I'm excited to try a lot of different beers in Bend, but there's one you may have heard of. It's a San Diego brewery called 10 Barrel, and they're in Bend, and I'm really excited to try that. Nah, just kidding. Anyway, I was excited to hear about the Fontana Gym Invitational, and I'm wondering if that's going to be an annual thing, and if it's just going to keep getting bigger every year. And Fontana Gym, if it keeps getting bigger, please, please don't sell out to AB and Bev. Gosh, I had all this stuff I wanted to say. Oh, in response, Nick, that was a good guess on what kind of kit I have, but it's actually a 70s Gretsch, not an 80s Gretsch. Yamaha. So there, take that. One more thing for Nick. You were talking about stouts by the pool, so I thought that somebody, Roger or Steven Zach or whoever, needs to come out with a pool drinking stout called Night Swim. And it'd be a thick, you know, like 14% or something. Perfect for sitting by the pool in the late evening hours. I think that might be it, guys. So keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
So that was my most favorite voicemail email.
So that wasn't just simply background music. He was strumming the entire
time. He was just picking around on his guitar the whole time. That's how Paul has to do all his voicemails now. he has to be playing guitar in the background while he's leaving the voicemail.
Wait, did he say he lost his dog or he lost his job?
His job. Might have been his dog too.
Not as sad now.
Well, I mean, I feel bad for that, but what I'm sad about is he said he's going to spend all of summer in Oregon, but I'm going to Berkeley for July 1st to go see Fanagram and Mike Snow, and I was kind of hoping that I could have, you know, hung out with him, but sounds like he's going to be gone. So
maybe.
I'm sad now.
I'm going to be in Bend at the end of July. That would be amazing if Paul was there at that
time. Whoa, get it.
I get it.
Bend, get it.
That was freaking rad, Paul.
Wow.
That was 70s like Woody.
Now I'm just impressed.
It's not Woody Guthrie. It's there's a guy from the 60s. Did that Alice's Restaurant song, that guy. He does the storytelling while he's just kind of playing, and he just tells a story while he's playing guitar. That's what it reminded me of. That was freaking rad. I love that, Paul. Thank you. So this week is, like I was saying before, is kind of weird because I am having problems with.
Because the brothers decided to leave you to go on vacation.
Yeah. You both, you guys.
It's our fault. Don't be ashamed.
Oh,
I'm
gonna blame you. Yeah, you damn it, wanting to have all the funds and the whatnots and the so forth.
Yeah, I work 51 weeks a year, so this is my
this is the one time. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Five nine four nine two zero five four two is the voicemail line of the perfect poor. Again, we started early this week, so the voicemails are. It looks like we're gonna have one voicemail this week, but I'm sure it's gonna be epic, guys. It's gonna guys. Be a this, guys. Come on. Our voicemail of the week is from...
Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Yes.
Scotty! Hey, speaking of driving, earlier today, I was on my way to pick somebody up, and I think I may have to stop my bad habit of talking to myself when I'm driving, because I got so deep into my monologue about hops, and I was talking about Laurel hops, specifically Laurel. Isn't that great? It's an exciting, sexy sounding hop.
Mm-hmm.
It has noble ancestry. It's very herbaceous and has berries. And I'm getting caught on talking about the hops again. Anyway, so I'm driving along talking about Laurel, and man, I almost went through a red light. I look up and there's a red light ahead of me. I skidded to a stop. I even had to back up a little bit.
Ooh,
I was like in the intersection
reading.
A little.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry. I'm paying attention while I'm leaving this voicemail. I'm paying close attention. I'm behind this gray SUV. I think it's a Lexus. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's a Lexus. And I'm watching
good
it.
Good confirmation.
I'm not going to rear end him. Because I never rear end anybody on accident.
You should try it.
So, just want to tell you guys about my little experience concerning Laurel hops today. And other than that, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Scotty B.
Woo. Uh-oh. That is not coming through.
That was not coming through.
In case you missed it, that was keep up the good work.
I heard that good, though.
Keep up the good work.
Well, at least Matt heard it well.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for voicemailing us this week. I apologize if you left it on Wednesday and you're like, what the hell? Where's my voicemail? It'll be in next week.
Yeah. Just anyway, look forward to that.
Stop your whining.
Bonus.
Oh, more beer camp. More beer camp. Matt, get ready. I love gold. This is the one with St. Arnold Brewing Company. It's the dry hop Berliner style Weiss.
Arnold.
That was the one I was looking forward to.
Oh, man.
Oh.
This is Arnold's favorite at the beer camp. It's clear as hell. See if I can get it over to Nick.
Yeah, it's coming my way.
We need one of those beer slider. We need one of those
Lazy Susans.
Yeah, put a Lazy Susan in between you guys.
We need more of a treadmill style. Than a round style.
Get a golf cart.
Yes. Lazy golf cart.
All right. Having now. What are you having? What are you having now, Matt?
I went to the fridge and picked up from Central Coast Brewing a specialty release.
Oh.
It is their Coconut Schwarz. It's a coconut black lager. Yeah. I get that you've Tony had
Bags
it,
got that for us, bro.
I just picked it up from the brewery, so.
Oh. Is yours fresh?
From the brewery.
It is.
Fresh.
Oh, man, I can't wait for your Bincots now.
Fresh and exciting.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, hey, great.
Good. I'm remiss because.
No, out of voicemails.
No, I only have all my drops this week, so I don't have looking out for right now. And this is really annoying.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for.
There's some good news though.
Oh yeah.
There is somebody new to the Snapchat game. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I'm a big Snapchatter.
Yeah. Nick loves the Snapchat.
Yeah, all over.
I tend to Snapchat once in a while. Trench Run 22. Once in a while, Perfect Poor Thing will get on there.
But if you go and add Hillary Schenck, you'll have Hills Bills on
Hills
Snapchat.
Hills Bills is on the Snapchat.
See, oh, now don't you want to use it more?
Maybe.
Don't you?
Maybe.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's do some looking out for. And I just cannot get around the fact that I'm not hearing the looking out for fucking song, damn it. It's just too much for me to handle. Looking out for beers. So, guys, let's some beer releases to look out for. I'm gonna start us off, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and make the sacrifice. I don't know if I really want these or not. I guess I do, but the Stone Ruined Tin is out, the triple IPA. And there's two versions of this Ruined Tin.
Ruined Tin.
One is a SoCal exclusive with Centennial and Citra. Oh, look at you. How'd you do that?
I have ways.
Now I feel way better. Now it's more comfortable. Good job.
You're welcome.
Now it's real.
Now it's real.
Before that was BS. So there's this SoCal version with the Centennial and Citra, and then there's the regular version with orange peel and vanilla bean.
So that's what they think of us.
I guess so. They're like, here.
Oh, Fresno, they better put some vanilla
Fresno,
in it.
Just give them the orange peel and vanilla bean. They'll like it. It's fine. Firestone's the Leo vs. Ursus series. Mm-hmm. They're coming out with one called Adversus, and it's a DIPA. It's a double. I'm looking for that. New Glories, Sacramento's New Glories, cloudy with a chance of clarity. And a Make It
I
Rain.
Like it.
These are two IPAs I want to try. Cool cans.
Oh, man. Make It Rain? Oh, I've had that beer.
Oh, how nice for you.
That's wonderful.
32 North / Homebrew, collabing with Homebrewing. This is in San Diego's. There's a saison. They collab for a saison called Sharks with Blazers. But really, it's the take. What they're taking off with what I want is the. It's a takeoff of Sharks with Lasers IPA.
Oh, I see.
Freaking laser beams.
Freaking are those sharks with freaking laser beams? So I really care about the Sharks with Lasers more than the Sharks with Blazers. Although Sharks with Blazers, that's rad. Knee Deep's 7th anniversary triple IPA, even though triples are totally out right now.
No.
Except, well, we might have one before we end the show here. And a 22-ounce with Mosaic Equinot. Totally. Yeah, that's what I said. Laurel and Citra and Simcoe, 11%. Sounds good. And the Modern Times Tetra City. That's a dank double IPA from Modern Times, bro.
Dang.
It's got Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial. Or no. Or it's something. I don't know. It's freaking Modern Times double IPA.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Give me.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for beers. Did we talk about Noble?
No.
They are canning Citra showers. So 4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And it's it's double IPA, 4-pack, 16-ounce cans. I'd be willing to drink it just because it's Noble.
Well, yeah. Everything and then is good.
I'm super sad, but I'm hoping Tony Bags could come through for me. But I leave the coast on the 18th, and I believe on the 22nd or 20th, just a couple of days after we leave, Central Coast Brewing is releasing Juice Box Hero in 4-packs cans.
Damn.
That name.
That name.
Juice Box Hero. Got hops in his eyes.
But yeah, so releasing cans. It is by reservation only. If you walk up to the brewery the day of, they'd be like, there's the door. So
leave.
And they're even so strict that whoever buys the cans has to be the same person that picks them up. So you can't just be like, hey, brah. Hey, bum on the corner, can you go grandma. Pick these up for me? Hey, grandma.
Grandma,
hey,
go grandma. Pick up my beer. That's how
we Ma! Got a nip. The Central yeah. Coast.
Ma! Beer! Central Coast!
And meatloaf!
It's meatloaf!
Sorry, we tangented.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead. You're okay.
Those are the beers I'm looking out for.
Oh, okay. Bells and I once did like a total down low like exchange for Pliny cases one time when we went to Santa Rosa, and Bells was getting beer for another guy, and this other guy was getting the beer from this guy that lived in this old dude that lives in Santa Rosa. And it was like, it was very weird because we could have gotten it at the brewery just fine, but we had to go get it at this guy's house in this garage and make this cash exchange. And like Bell's just inadvertently didn't give him enough money. He wasn't like trying to pull anything on him, obviously. It was just like, just happened to not give him money. And this like 70-year-old dude's like, hey, what's going on here? What's going on here, man? We're like, what? Wait, what do you mean? What's going on? I don't know. What is going on? It's like, this isn't enough money, man. Need more money. It was like this total drug deal going down in the garage for a case of Pliny. I don't know. All right. Sorry. I tangented everything.
But did you die?
I did not.
It's a lot of work for some Pliny.
It was unnecessary work too. Which was the whole, like we had to go like some weird ass place in Santa Rosa thing. Like us beer geeks, we just know like downtown Santa Rosa, yeah. Where Rush River is. That's all there is to this town, right? No, there's a dark side of Santa Rosa.
Went up to Guerneville.
Want to know about? Yeah, out in the woods.
The woods.
Woods. What are you looking up for, Nick? What's doing yours right?
Well, Matt did a spoiler on the Citra Showers 4-pack, though. 4 16-ounce cans. Ooh. Pretty
I
cool.
I didn't say that.
How much are they? Did they say?
$11 billion.
They are worth shut up and take my money.
Yep, they're just like,
12 golds. Or 70, golds. 70 rubles. I don't know. I don't know, but I would pay that, whatever they're asking. Let's see. Monkish.
Who?
Monkish.
Who?
Southern California Torrance, Los Angeles, California's Monkish Brewing, has a double IPA called Beyond Atomically.
Beyond the Beyond.
Beyond the Beyond. Extremely saturated with Mosaic, Galaxy, and Citra hops.
Ooh, saturated.
A solid 8.3. Whoa, $24 for four. I don't know. I would do it.
Wow, $24 for a four-pack?
Mm-hmm. But... 2 to 3 four-pack limit per person.
Wow.
Must be a good one.
Apparently.
And in the This Just Isn't Fair category, Pure Project wised up and finally did a stout with other than Abnormal Beer Company.
Collab.
Can you imagine what this baby tastes like?
Freaking amazing collab.
So it's an imperial stout, but it has hazelnut in it. That's kind of makes me kind of iffy. But it's Abnormal and Pure Project, so how could this possibly go wrong?
It could not.
Or it'll just be amazing.
Or it will just be amazing.
That's all you're looking
out?
That's
my looking out
for. That's you're looking out for. Looking out for a beer. Well, I think it's time for another.
I love gold.
This one I got on the Central Coast. More northern, north of where Matt's at, though.
Wait, did you steal it from me?
I don't think I did. This just has lots of interesting stuff. It's Omnipolo, Shiploing Mango S'mores, IPA brewed with marshmallows, graham crackers, salt, and lactose sugar with mango and vanilla added.
What the damn hell?
What the damn hell? It's got a volcano on the can. Looks cool. So I bought it for the show.
You're a volcano.
It's pouring raw.
It's Rammy.
Rammy pour. Did the stand-up exchange with Nick.
It's too much work.
Can you, Matt, can you smell this? Putting it right up to the mic. Ah, you're taking the aroma. You sell your towers.
Smell-o-vision.
70 megabits worth of smell-o-vision. So good.
Whoa.
Mm.
This thing is good.
This is surprisingly not as terrible as it sounds.
It does. I'm not really getting all those things they said that's in here.
Mm-mm.
As it sounds.
Yeah. It sounds ridiculous, but yes. It's tasting nice.
The marshmallow is ever so slight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there. It's sweet. Ooh,
it looks marshmallowy.
It looks marshmallowy.
Oh, it looks a little unfiltery.
If a beer looked soft and fluffy, this is it.
Mmm, this is fun. Fun. It's a fun beer.
It's sweet on the very front of the palate.
Mm-hmm. Then it goes away. Oh, got that one. Metal. Out the untaps of the world. We are all on Untapped. You can find me as Mikey Topor or Dork Run.
That's about right.
Dork Town. Let's see what
Trench
the
Run 22.
That's Snapchat, bro.
Okay.
Wait till you get those pool snaps. You just wait till the summer, the night swimming kicks in. It's just, you're going to drop that thing real quick. Like, nope, I'm not going to look at those anymore.
Well, I unfriend you.
Earlier today, I was at the yard house. Yard House.
Saw that.
Saw it. I had an Aroma Coma from Drake's Brewing. I also had a Tartan Juicy Sour IPA from Epic Brewing. Those were had. So, and I also was at the Popolo's Pizza. I didn't even check that
in.
You
went to Yard House and Pops in the same day?
Not today. Sorry. This was yesterday. I went to
Good
Pops.
Good Lord. I was like, what? Would you retire? What's going on here?
I'm retired. Now I just go to various places with pizza and beer.
Nice.
Sounds pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah.
What did I have over at Popolo's? Because I didn't check it in on tap. Fudge. Man, I'll think of it later.
Fudge?
Fudge.
Fudge, I'll think of it later. Fudge. I'll have the fudge, I'll think of it later, please.
I had a six-pack of Down to Earth I've been working through this week. It was kind of old. Mm-hmm. It was kind of old, so it wasn't that exciting, but I was still getting through it. Still a good day drinking. King Harbor Tiki Hut.
Oh, you had this?
IPA. Yeah,
please tell me it tastes like a Dole Whip.
I drink it all. No, it does not taste like a Dole Whip at all. Mm. At the tiki 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 room.
Damn it.
No.
It's still nice. No, don't do that. Still a nice IP though. I enjoyed it. I also had Steep Faces from King Harbor. It was a collab beer. It's got coffee in it. It's an IPA with some coffee in it, and it was damn good. I enjoyed that. I was trying to save one for the show. I couldn't do it. I had to drink them all.
Thanks.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks a lot.
No Steep Faces for you. But it's at Fig Tree right now. There probably still might be one left, but I'm recommending the Steep Faces from King Arbor. That's about all the interesting stuff I had this week. Nick, what have you been drinking?
Me? Beer.
Ew.
I have been sitting on a New Belgian Clutch, the Sour Stout. And I liked it much better this time than
really?
The first time.
I remember liking that good when Rad Stacy brought that. Liking it good. I like it good.
I like it good.
I like them. I like my beers good.
Yeah. It aged well.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Tall, Dark, and Handsome from Alvarado Street.
Oh, you had another one of those?
No, somebody brought me just one.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it already.
Nope. I put it in a special spot and forgot about it. It was like behind the ketchup.
Where'd I put that?
It was behind the ketchup. I was like, what's this beer sitting back here?
Honey, where's the Tall, Dark, and Handsome? It ain't in this house. Oh, hey.
Oh, man. That was a really, really good oatmeal stout. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. And Mother Earth Brewing Company pulled a fast one on me.
Uh-oh. What are they up to?
They put a new label on the Cali Creamin'.
Really?
It's no longer screen printed on. It's now a sticker.
Oh.
Sticky stick on.
That's weird.
Stick it to it. But it's in color now. They got, you know, colors, yellows and blues and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. Okay, Mother Earth, you put a new label on it. I'll buy it to see why you put a new label on it.
Well, at least you know that's... The great thing about label refreshes is you're like, oh, you can tell which is the fresh one and which isn't.
That's true. Plus,
so
I had
when
to
you
it.
Go in the same mart at Herndon and Milburn, you see all the old labels.
Yeah.
You're like, nope.
Not going to do it. Plus, now I have both versions of the bottle for my shelf.
Yep. Both for display.
I had it when it was screen printed.
For us 1% of beer geeks that label, like care about labels, I'm obviously one.
Don't you like start to freak out when the label changes? Like, okay, what'd they do?
Yeah.
What did they change?
Like, what's happening? Going?
Is it not selling?
Yeah. It's like when a TV show, they move it, like they move the night. They're like, now
on Wednesday.
Now you can find it on Wednesdays at 7. You're like, oh boy, that show's done.
Yep. Here goes the neighborhood. And it looks like that is all.
Oh, man. Matt, we have been waiting for your bin cot. You are on the Central Coast. I know a particular new brewer in Paso Robles that would be interesting to hear about. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. What have you been caught drinking?
So on my way out to the Central Coast, I found out that Silva Brewing was open on Sundays from 12 to 5, which worked in my timeline of driving out here. So I stopped in and I picked up an Ouroboros, I think is what it's called. It's their Imperial Stout. So I have a crowler of that I drank with the stepfather the other evening. Wonderful beer. I also did pick up a crowler of Hop Maniac. That is still in the fridge. I anticipate drinking that when the brother gets here tomorrow.
Holy sh! Oh!
What?
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 Looks like I'm leaving now. Goodbye, show.
See you guys later.
And is the Smoke Taco place open yet?
Karen, we're leaving.
And then also picked up, went over to San Luis Obispo. I needed to go pants shopping.
I know that place. San Luis Obispo, your city for pants.
So drove to the Central Coast.
San Luis Obispo, pants city.
Drove to the Central Coast, forgot to bring pants. Had one pair of pants in my car.
Forgot my pants, so went to
Slow to buy more pants, which I have not used since I've been here,
slow
by
pants.
The way.
What are slow pants?
Warm.
Wait.
Does McClintock's make you wear pants now? Like, what's going on?
Instead of handing you a tie, they give you a pair of pants.
They're like, here, you need to wear pants, bro.
Oh, you could borrow
sometimes
some of
it
ours.
Gets cold in the evenings and you need pants. But
it's
anyways.
It's got a stripe down the side, hey, property of McClintock's.
What's that breakfast place on Morro Bay that's very popular that looks out over the bay? It's been there forever. Anyone?
Breakfast place, huh?
Yeah, it's good for breakfast. I don't know, it's probably good for other.
What is breakfast?
It's got a deck. It overlooks the life-size chessboard. All right, never mind.
Overlooks the chessboard.
Hillsbills knows. She was there before.
Dorns?
Nope.
No.
I don't know. I think it has egg in the title.
There's a bakery next to the chessboard.
Nope. It's above it. Overlooks.
Never been
it.
There.
All right. It's like one of those broken yoke places.
So while I was in San Luis Obispo, getting back to my story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
I met up with Tony Bags and Stormy from
Tony
Central
Bags?
Coast Brewing.
I've heard of this guy.
At Libertine. So Libertine is fully functional with food and beverage now in Slow.
Yeah.
I had the pork sliders and fries, and I sipped on a coffee team, so they're coffee sour. And then I also sipped on a fire on high, which was a three dry hopped sour. So yeah, very good. Good beer.
Very nice.
I did some more shopping, and I ended up walking over to Central Coast and picked up some General Shores. They had the regular black lager, they had the coconut black lager, and they also had an amber lager, which I haven't tried. I can't remember the name of that one, so that's in the fridge as well. I did pick up a Monterey Street. I'm going to see if that makes it to next week's podcast. They counter pressure their growlers, so it should at least last 3 weeks. We'll see what happens.
All right.
As far as the beach house, I have been drinking XPA, Fat Tire. I had that Voodoo, which we all talked about. Split a parabola with the stepdad the other night. And I was at Spokeasy last week, and they did have Make It Rain on draft, and they had one of those.
What? They didn't Make It Rain on draft?
Yep.
Seems like hard to find.
You just got to go out.
Oh.
Leave house.
Ah. Gosh, never mind then.
Ooh, what was that? Did I hear a new beer?
I love gold.
Ooh, it worked that time. All right, we took way too long to get to this. I'm sorry, Loyo and Drake's Brewing. This is a Hopocalypse Green Label Triple IPA. Well, it's Black Label, actually. Hopocalypse Triple IPA, Drake's Brewing. You know them from Silicon Valley HBO. And now they're on this show as well. I don't know which is more popular, but...
Oh, I get it.
I'm going to assume it's, you know, the HBO show, but you just never know. But HBO doesn't disclose how many people watch Silicon Valley.
12.
It's fun that there's beer. Like, Guilfoyle always has a beer. Almost always.
That's the
has
life.
A beer. He's just, Guilfoyle is our biggest hero.
Lots of aroma.
Oh, still getting this aroma, even though this beer is a couple months old. Oh, you should be here, Matt. This is amazing.
Look at this. They even tell you to scan with your Untappd app.
I like that, Drake's. Drake's knows what they're doing.
Drake's. 3/2/17. Wow.
Every time you spot a Drake's signage in Silicon Valley, you have to drink.
That's a good drinking game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Loyo is actually going to be on an episode one day?
She damn well should be. Damn it. Well.
Playing some Duck Hunt.
That's what they do? Is that what you think they do in Silicon Valley?
No. I think that's what they do at Drake's.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. I want to work at Drake's. I want a job at Drake's, damn it.
Duck Hunt Championships.
I'd be so good at that. You don't even know.
With your zapper. You have your own zapper.
Oh shit. Sorry, guys.
Or are you?
Or am I? We're keeping it tight this week, all right?
Keep so it tight.
Don't freak out. I know. Well, some weeks it's 2.5 hours, some weeks it's 1.5 hours. Don't worry about it.
You're welcome.
Hour and 20-minute Skype call, and we've not hung up on each other. We're good.
That's actually pretty amazing. Cheers go out to Rob Hausman, a.k.a. Naus, Naumsuah. He is a horticulturist at New Belgium, the actual brewery. He takes care of all the plant life at New Belgium, and that seems like a pretty freaking rad job as far as I'm concerned. And he listens to the show. He's a new listener, so big cheers to Rob. So you see Rob out there when you go to visit New Belge.
Yeah.
Rob's out there taking care of it.
Spritzing.
Making sure everything's good.
Spritzing leaves.
And he knows, so you can, you know, throw a little perfect pour verbiage at him. And be like, yeah, totally picked up on that, bro.
Yeah, you want to have a get it right now?
Yeah, you want to have a get it? Let's go. Let's go get it. Cheers to Who's Craft. Hops Chaser, Han_YOLO.
What?
Han, instead of Han Solo, it's Han YOLO.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's solid.
That's the name of the week right there. Resident Alien Invasion. Send more hops and Tink Mart.
Tink Mart.
Yeah. I think I know what that's referencing, but I'm just gonna leave it like that. Okay. Also, cheers to Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Because for pretending to drink a Bud Light. So the Golden State, if you don't follow the balls.
You know, I don't follow balls. No,
don't follow the balls, the sports balls. Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship. Kevin Durant, one of the players on the Golden State Warriors in the locker room. It's traditional. You're opening up champagne. You're pouring beers over each other. You're drinking beers and champagne. Yeah. So like three of the guys, they open up a Bud Light and we're gonna down these beers, bro.
Oh shit!
And so like he starts downing the beers, and then he like tries to sort of nonchalantly just spit it all back out. He just spits it all back out and like acts like he drank it. Like, yeah, fucking downed it too, bro. And he's clearly just spit it all back out. So cheers to Kevin for not drinking Bud Light.
Yeah, like, but does he actually like craft beer, or is he like, this ain't vodka?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure he's just like, oh, beer.
Yeah.
But just in case, he was like, you know, I can't actually drink Bud Light, but I gotta pretend to all my
bros,
my teammates that I am. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm down in this too, guys. And then he just goes to the side and goes,
okay.
So well, cheers to that.
So a spit is a spit.
Yeah.
Well,
Nick.
Screw that stupid game, because the night we went to see Wonder Woman, I was like, yeah, we're going to get some beers at Beach Hut and then go see the movie. Mm-hmm. And because that stupid game was on, you could not get in one restaurant near the movie theater.
Yep,
because they all had the game on.
A Golden State Warrior town. Used to be a Laker town. It's become a Warriors town. Every
restaurant had the game on, and you could not get in anywhere to save your life. Not in like 20 minutes to slam a beer and go see a movie. Anyway, so screw that game. Ruined my movie experience.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Or some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to Sacktown Nacho Festival.
Interested?
Matt's back into the show now.
Let's hope the porta potty to person ratio is at least 2-1 here. Otherwise, this sounds awesome. So they're having a Sacktown Nacho Festival. Find them on Instagram. Cheers to, I thought I had a good Star Wars beer name. Not like Mikey's, though. Obi-Wan Hopnobi on Instagram.
That's solid, but it seems like that's too on the nose or obvious. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah. No. You win. Don't worry.
You're just saying that because you didn't think of it.
Mike's like, why didn't I think of it?
What? Yeah. Damn it. Why not take that?
Cheers to Jay Hatwig 7. He's a Fresnan and craft beer drinker. Ran into him a couple times at the Pine and Palm. And there was one more. I think I've written it down incorrectly, so I want to find the right one. Rebecca Moss.
Becky Moss.
Cheers. Oh, Miami, Florida. That's why I wrote it down. Another Florida
listeners. I hope that's because of...
Could be.
Because of Florida Steve or...
Could be. So is this now Florida Rebecca?
Florida Becky.
Florida Becky.
Some Rebeccas do not like being called Becky.
It's not Becky.
It's not Becky.
We'll find out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, and cheers to Roger from Pineapple. I ran into him tonight.
Roger. I need to go there. Mm. It's never like the time is just never right. By the way. Somebody I forgot to cheese before we get to Matt's cheese.
Uh-oh.
The Golden Gods.
Yes.
The Perfect Pour.
Absolutely.
These people that give us money so we can pay the bills
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And they're very kind to us.
We can have a fun show.
Fun. So we can have a fun show. Big cheers to all our golden gods that donate money to us via Patreon. Mm-hmm. Look in show notes if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You get some a little bit of early release of stuff we do. And then you can listen to the tailgate. So there's things you can have for donating money to the show. So super appreciate all our golden gods that just keep hanging out every month, man. And so that brings us to Matt. Cheersings from the Matt.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
You really want me to?
Yeah, I really want some cheers from Matt.
We seem to be breaking up here.
I can open up another beer while you're
cheers out to Nick from California Fresh Market. I was able to make it out there while I was in Slo.
Oh, nice.
And meet up with him and buy a couple of beers for the show next week. And he's a pretty cool dude. So left him some Tioga stuff. So I hope he likes that. Oh. Cheers out to Stormy. I had lunch with him when I was at Libertine, and I got to see him when we were both at Central Coast Brewing. Wonderful fellow. Very humble. Cheers out to Tyler. Same thing. I was at lunch at Libertine. Tyler happened to be there, so always good to see him. Thanks for his contributions to the show next week. Cheers out to Tony Bags. Same thing. Saw him at lunch. You know, when you're in the area, people just kind of gravitate towards you. He might try to do some sort of beer crawl or bottle share with the brother and myself on Thursday. Maybe it'll happen. We don't know. We'll see. And then cheers out to Dylan from Silva. Even though, I mean, I had simply left them some Tioga beer and some stickers, and he hooked me up with an industry discount, so that was pretty cool. And then lastly, second to last, I should say. Cheers out to Jim O'Hare. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
He is known as Gary, Jerry, Larry, Terry, Gergens from Parks and Rec.
Oh.
But I asked him. He is very responsive on Twitter. Super cool dude. I said, does Jim, Gary, Jerry, Jerry, Larry, Terry have a drink style of choice? Just throwing it out there. Didn't expect him to name any brands specifically or anything. And he actually responded within a timely manner and said, I tend to lead towards beer, but occasionally a gin and seven works too. So, props out to a celebrity for preferring beer.
Nice.
So, I will take that.
And there you go. Cheers from Bearded Brewer 87. Yeah. Nick and I have a new beer.
Oh, yeah.
We almost have gotten through the whole beer camp.
Almost.
We're going to save one beer from the beer camp to a back. It's because it's a the one we're saving is a one that'll ride for a while. It's the barley wine style one. We're going to save that one. But this is the 11th of the 12 beers that we've had from the Sierra Nevada beer camp.
We do good work.
What is this one, Nick?
This is the Atlantic Style Vintage Ale, collabed with Fuller's Brewery. English style ale brewed with plums.
Hmm.
And as Fuller's is an English brewing, right?
Yeah. I think
London.
You can get Fuller's.
They're from London.
You can get Fuller's here. I think I see it.
Yeah.
And the
Europe
door.
Fuller's and what's the other one?
The one with the chocolate.
The Taddy brown. Porter. And Young. Is it Young's?
Young's, yeah.
Those two seem to be
right.
Rather popular.
He was a popular.
Yeah.
You like the youngs.
So, here you go.
This is actually not bad.
This is a world beer.
I'm very worldly right now. This is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Bearded Brewer's missing out on this.
Oh, man. Did you get any new beers? Bearded Brewer, are you done drinking? Or do you still have a beer left in you?
I don't know. I'm good for this evening.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I will say, though, an amazing movie came out 30 years ago today.
What would that be?
It's a Nicolas Cage movie, I guess.
Oh, Nicolas Cage movie. 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
I'm going to say Con Air.
Nope.
It's not Con Air?
That was 20 years ago.
Wait, Con Air? 20 years ago?
Yeah. Con Air was 97, so that actually, yeah.
Nick says Leaving Las Vegas.
That might also be true, but that's not the answer I was looking for.
Oh, shit. Oh. Not valid. Oh, fuck. I'm going to feel stupid when you say what it is. Damn it. That's going to be some vintage Nick Cage, too. Fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, Connor and Face Off are both 97.
All right. What is it? What is it? Classic
Face Off.
What is it, Matt?
Before you had Snapchat, you literally had to cut your face off and switch it with somebody in the room.
Thanks, Snapchat, for making that a reality.
Finally figured it out.
It was Raising Arizona.
Oh! See, I knew it.
Damn it.
The best Nicolas Cage movie.
Honeymoon in Las Vegas was 92.
I'll be taking these
diapers. Or Leaving Las Vegas was 95. That's what you said, Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, because he had two Vegas movies. One he won an Oscar for. Because he drank himself to death. Just drank all day. Trying to die. Wow. And thank you everybody for listening to The Perfect Pour.
Yes.
I think my favorite beer might be that West Coast style dipper from Boneyard.
That was pretty amazing.
But last week
The
ginger lager was really I'm not saying really. That was the most interesting.
This dry hop Berliner Weiss was good too.
It is. It is good.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
But that puff was
good.
Beer of the
episode. That crazy ass one.
Oh, the Shiplong?
Yeah, that thing is good.
It was good because it was not as crazy as the name sounded. Mm-hmm. Like, you expect a total shit fest. And this is like, oh, this is drinkable.
Super drinkable.
Drinkable.
Matt. When you're in Silva, so Mr. Silva wasn't there?
So, when you go to that side of Paso, it's kind of weird. It almost feels like an Old Town Clovis kind of vibe.
Right.
With like an Amtrak station kind of thing going on.
Okay.
And so I was walking up to the brewery, and I was like, man, well, this is the poorhouse. It doesn't say anything about Silva. And I didn't realize, and I went to their website, and it's all, you enter through poorhouse or through the alleyway. And it's like, well, alleyway sounds way cooler. And so I was walking up to the alley, and I saw like a forklift that it was like chained off. And I was like, man, this doesn't look right. And then I turn around, and I see this Subaru pass by, and there was this older gentleman with a beard that passed. And I was like, well, that looks like fucking Chuck Silva right there.
Fucking Chuck.
He took off. And so then I walk in through the front door of poorhouse to get into the back area, because I guess it's like divided. The front half is the bar and the back half is the brewery for Silva. And so I walked into the back half, and it was just a couple of cool people. They were very helpful, but I was just like, damn, I think I missed my chance.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Silva went home.
Yep.
You're just a few minutes too late to meet. Mm-hmm. beer celebrity Chuck Silva.
Hi, from Green Flash. I'm a big fan from your brewery.
Hi, I used to drink your Green Flash when I was, in my 20s. You're
Chuck Silva. Yes, thank you. I know, kid.
Totally do the, that was really cool when you, you made the Green Flash West Coast IPA. I was like, yeah, I made that. Yeah, that was super cool.
I did hear a rumor, though, that he was able to keep the naming rights for Silva Stout.
Oh, and he hasn't done that yet, right?
Not with the new brew.
Wow, so that's something to look out for right there.
All new Silva Stout.
All new Silva Stout. All new everything. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the perfectpourpod.com. This is where you need, if you need the info. There's even a show glossary there. So if you're like, I don't get these references, if you're a new listener, you're like, I don't understand what's going on, there's a glossary there. You can maybe help you catch you up to speed. Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias. If you want to follow Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. Nick is the Nick 80. And I am Mikey Top Pour.
Season.
Those are all the things you need. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Subscribe to the show. Talk about it with your beer friends. Have some fun. But be safe about it. And we'll be back next week. Talk about what the hell happened last week.
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the darn hell?
Bobby, what the hell happened to me?
That boy ain't right.
I don't know, Dad.
So, here's the thing, though, Mikey. I have that Central Coast growler in case I don't make it back too slow before we go home. There's that.
If it's a growler, you got to have it now, dude. You can't, or this week. You can't
wait for next week. No, no.
Roger said he sat on a Silva growler for 2 weeks, and it went bad.
Oh.
I had a Silva Crowler after 4 weeks, and it was good.
What? 4 weeks on the Crowler?
Yeah, it was a
Crowler. Okay.
It was a smoke something. But anyways, point being, so here's my thing. Central Coast, they do counter pressure filled, so it should be just like a bottle. Don't worry about that. But Silva is open 12 to 5 on Sundays, so that means when I'm driving back through Paso. On the way through, I can get you whatever crawlers you need, or the show, or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So, have to worry about that.
Just get something for the show. Don't worry about me for the show.
I'll get you something and something for the show.
No, just get something for the show.
No.
I don't care about beer. I don't know if you know
beer. Zima. It's all about Zima.
I like Zima. In my off hours... Off the clock, I'm all Zima.
Only
when the Perfect Pour is on, I drink craft beer.
Buy out Save Mart this week.
Watch your social media.
Oh, damn it.
The First and Bullard Save Mart actually has Zima on the floor right now.
Sitting on the side stack. Yep. It's called a side stack.
Side stack. Yeah, I knew that.
And
I thought you didn't know that, so I didn't say that.
Side stack of Zima. Ooh, man.
Ooh, yeah.
I am curious. I'm not going to spend money, but I hope somebody buys a six-pack of Zima, and I want to try and relive.
You're going to find Bells passed out in your driveway after drinking five Zimas.